Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name? It's Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said's a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. And today, it's about Allie taking a, what was that yoga class called that we just talked about?
Sculpt.
Horrible.
It's not yoga, girls. If
we're
someone
not doing
invites
yoga.
You to a sculpt yoga class, say to yourself, if I want to do jumping jacks, I should go to this. If I want to do hot jumping jacks, I should go to this. Otherwise, it's not a yoga class and I shouldn't go.
If I want my stomach to burn and my shirt to be soaked, I'll
go to
this.
And by the way, bring a change of clothes so that you're not driving down and you're not driving home in your own sweat.
If you have plans after, don't.
And don't do that.
And don't have plans after. We talk a little bit about how old I'm getting. We talk a little bit about a lot of it. And
we love you bad and we can't wait to spend more time with you.
August 16th in Los Angeles, we will be doing our live show. That's where we will be spending more time with you if you are available for that. If you live in Chicago, I'll be there November 15th without these idiots. November 17th, I'll be in Nashville without these idiots. Unless y'all want to come. Y'all want to go to Chicago?
Thank you.
Y'all want to go to Nashville?
No, okay. Thank you. Hit
all
it,
right.
Grant.
Mom said.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey now.
Hey.
Hey now.
Hey now.
You looking at me like...
Well, I couldn't tell what was going on.
We're figuring it out together.
Right.
Hey now.
Hey now.
This is what dreams...
This podcast studio? Hey now.
Hey now.
This is what dreams are made of. I got somewhere I belong. I've got somebody to love. This is what dreams.
I got somebody belong. I've got somebody to love. Somebody to love.
Anyway, we've kind of lost ourselves. Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys, and hey now.
This is what dreams are made
actually,
of.
Actually, if you've ever wondered what it's like to hang out with me and Gabe, it's kind of like that.
What? Just where I'm offering beautiful musics and bits and trying to lead us down a fun path, and you're looking at me like, what the fuck are we doing?
Basically, yeah. Except that I don't know if I would say beautiful musics and bits and trying to lead us down a fun path. You were trying to take one of the America's greatest anthems and make it minor.
What are the lyrics? Hey now, hey now. This is what dreams are made. What's
well,
the
can
context?
I tell you, it
what's
starts
the context
with,
going on?
It starts with, have you ever wondered what life is about? You can search the world and never figure it out. You don't have to sail the ocean. Oh, no, no. Happiness is no mystery. It's here and now. It's you and me. Hey now, hey now. This is what dreams are made of.
Wow. Okay,
it's about friendship,
so,
I think, or love, or Rome.
Have okay, so...
Because she's singing with Paolo.
Okay, can you pose me
Sing
the first...
Sing to me, Paolo.
Can you pose to me the first... Can you pose to me, Paolo, the first question of
Have
the song?
Have you ever wondered what life is about?
Grant? He's walking away. Have you ever wondered what life is about? He's getting water.
Not only does he not want to play or answer, he's actually exiting the
he's
space.
He's literally leaving the space. You have to open it all the way, all the way, all the way, or get locked out again, and I'm not letting you back in. And we'll stay on this middle camera the whole show.
Yeah.
And then who will be sad?
Grant will walk
literally
out.
Just me.
Grant will walk out of the studio while we're recording.
Middle, hey guys, while
and
Grant's
then
not here.
Get locked out and make us stop to go let him back in.
He just did that last week. We had a guest. We had Mario
and by
Jose
the way,
in the studio. A delightful. Wasn't he delightful? He genuinely was like.
We love him bad. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have time for a new friend who lives in the Valley, but I'm going to make time.
I know, because he's a sweet.
I'm like, obviously, I have to figure out a way to go add you to the rotation now.
I just put in
because
our...
Because now I love you.
I just put in a calendar and sent you a calendar invite to when his show is. July. It's on
July
a Monday
when?
Night. 13. You're not out of town. We can do it together. Grant, are you back? Are you present? Grant. Al, can you post to me, Paolo, the... Don't.
My roommate is calling me and it might be an emergency.
It's not. Grant, have you ever wondered what life is about?
Computer, what's my why?
Computer, what's my why?
Have you seen the when someone's like shaking ass on TikTok? Have you seen all the comments people are writing? Computer, Zoom. Yeah.
I love computer.
Computer.
What did that start from?
There's a guy that walks around with his Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
And goes, wait, I've seen it.
Computer, make them super gay and horny. Make them super
gay. Have you seen it? It's always make them super gay and horny. I saw one that was engage helicopter mode, and he picks up this girl in a park and spins her around, and the view is her like, you know when you're like doing the hold two.
Wait, I have seen this.
Spin them.
And she looked a little scared.
Yeah, she was scared, but she knew who the guy was. She recognized him from the internet, so she was down for the bit.
He said engage helicopter mode.
Computer.
God. AI could never. I'll
computer,
say.
Have you ever wondered what wife is about? I mean, seriously. Okay.
You can search the world and never figure it out.
Okay, so... And have you ever wondered?
She goes all the way to Rome with her classmates.
Have you ever wondered what life is about? She's posing a question. The second thing she says is, you could search the world. Now, is this her saying, I've already found it. Don't try to go search the world. Or she's validating, like, I know that your answer is going to be, yes, I've wondered, but I don't know. And she's validating the fact saying, you could search the world. No one knows. But let me give you the answer that I think it is. Or do you think she's...
I'm going to be honest with you.
What's her perspective here?
I tuned out a little bit when you were saying some stuff.
I'll say more stuff and then maybe you tune the fuck in for
I'll just say, she looks like a pop star. She is a pop star in real life, so that makes sense. She goes to Rome with her classmates.
I know
she
looks what like the an premise existing of pop the movie star there. Is.
Well, I'm just thinking back to this now because when I was in second grade and I watched this movie and I was like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. I'm kind of like, yeah, because nothing's more important than your nerd friend who has a crush on you, even in Rome, even when you encounter a pop star and you're on an international stage. Now that I'm older and I have perspective, I'm like, she's dead wrong.
She should have been with Gordo.
She did end up with Gordo. She should not have ended up with Gordo.
What?
She should have ended up with that pop star, rich guy.
Ew.
I mean, he was evil, but he was rich.
Grant, are you hearing this?
I'm hearing some real sexist shit.
Yeah, agree.
For real.
Sexist?
Horrible. Horrible.
Why? This has nothing to do with men or women.
Here's my question.
It has to do with a house with a pool.
You're saying,
Hey now. This is what dreams are made of.
Right.
Hey now. This
is what dreams are
made is what of. Dreams are made of. I've got
somewhere I belong. I've got somebody to love.
That's it.
She's talking about Gordo. Or her that's mom.
It. I'm just saying.
For me, it would be my mom.
And when she says somewhere I belong, is she now talking about Rome or? I think we're leaving this song too much in the context of the movie, and I think we need to bring, since it is one of the greats, out well, of
I
the context
I just brought
of
it
the
out
movie.
Of the context, and I'm saying, for me, it's about my mom. I got somewhere I belong, I got somebody to love. Yeah, my mom.
What is somewhere I belong to you?
Is well, that a, is ain't that, a, that just the...
Is that a pickleball club, or is that a city, or is that a
this,
church?
Is this about her first time trying ecstasy?
I don't
no,
know.
No, she's in high school.
If you don't this get off your phone in the middle of us trying to reach...
She's called me a couple of times. I think it's... A...
Do we need to cut and call her back?
It's fine.
Should we cut?
It's fine.
Okay, we're not cutting. Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We're so sorry that Grant left to get water. Allie is calling.
If you wouldn't bring attention to it, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
The cameras are the ones bringing attention to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but most people are just listening.
Oh. Hi, everyone.
Guess what I did this week that nearly killed me?
Tell me.
So I've been working. My job, I've my day job.
I've heard of this.
I'm on my laptop all day, tip, tap, tapping away, typing, sending, receiving, on the phone, blah, 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 blah. My job is sort of international in many ways. And so a lot of my meetings will start at like 7 a.m. because of London.
For London.
Because of London or New York or whatever. I've stopped going to the gym for the most part because that's I go in the
too
morning.
Busy. Yeah.
This last week I said enough is enough. I'm going back to the gym in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I have my regular gym class. Actually, I'm still pretty strong. Hell yeah.
Love it.
I did some really good time on the rower. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Then my friends say to me, "Do you want to come to yoga sculpt class at Core Power?"
That's different.
I said, "Of course."
You have to be doing yoga sculpt every single day. For 50 years for it to
Grant,
not absolutely
destroy you. Grant, are you familiar with yoga sculpt? Okay, new question. Are you familiar with Pilates Legree?
Is that the one with the machine?
Yeah, reformer.
Yeah.
Both of these workouts, the hot women of Los Angeles are doing daily, weekly, all the time.
Allie, what's up, girl? Hey. Yeah, oh my gosh. Come here. What's your coffee order? What are you having right now? Oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm having cold brew, black, nothing in it. Hey, do you want to join us for maybe some Legree or maybe some yoga sculpt? It's kind of the same shit. It's super fun, super easy squeeze. Do you have a cute outfit to
that
wear?
That sounds so chill. Yeah, I've got an outfit. Sure, I'll come by. I work out.
Amazing.
And so I'll be able to work out with you guys. Probably.
Absolutely. This kind of working out is the same as any other kind of working out. It just requires that you've done it every single day. You do it for an hour and a half. You don't miss a single day. Otherwise, it will be absolute hell on earth. Is that cool?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you should probably come anyway. Just give it a shot. It'll be an absolute blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I show up to this yoga sculpt class without a change of clothes. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that. I walk in my little t-shirt. All I have's the t-shirt, even though we have brunch plans afterward. The room's hot, hotter than I thought it would be. And the instructor, Laura, says she's gonna heat it up in there.
Hey everybody, it's Laura. Thank you so much for joining us for this Saturday 7 a.m. yoga sculpt.
Laura.
Make sure to set an intention before we start. I'm going to turn up the heat and come right back to you guys. Take your shoes and socks off. Place them at the front of your mat. Make sure you've got a water bottle there, probably the front right side
Laura
of the mat.
Laura asked to set an intention. She said if I didn't have an intention, I could think about celebrating her birthday. I swear to God. She said that.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me, Laura. I've got abs you can see.
She literally does. And she started playing a birthday playlist. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch. I swear to God, that's what she played. And I couldn't believe it, because 2 minutes in, I realized this is not even yoga. It's totally something else that hurts worse. And it's getting hotter in the room. Hot, hotter in the room. Hot, hotter in the room. Hot. I'm sliding on my mat because it's slippery from my sweat. How do these other girls just stand up straight without slipping around?
Allie, you're looking a little sweaty. Are you okay?
And why is my face red and no one else's face is red? And why is this like, where did they get their little outfits for?
Why do you have your hair
down?
Why do you have your hair up? We all kind of have our hair down.
Everybody looks like they're doing fine except me, who feels like a really bad way.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for celebrating my birthday here at this 7 a.m. hot yoga sculpt class. Be sure to enjoy yourself. Make sure you drink a lot of water. Allie, if you could see me after class, I want to make sure that you don't hyperventilate, or the loss of water I saw from you today was a little bit concerning. So if Allie could see me after class, everyone else have a fabulous day.
I walked out of the class to the locker room. Everybody's naked and they all have abs. And I walked in the locker room and said, you guys, that wasn't even yoga. That wasn't even yoga.
That was our longest scene of all time. That sucks, though.
It's
That's hard.
Not yoga.
No, it's not.
It's just jumping. It's like jumping jacks, but it's hot in there. And we did so much jumping.
How stinky is that damn room, bro?
Not stinky at all. That's the sick, fucking crazy part. Is it's full of hot women who don't stink somehow.
Right.
They had their stinks removed, dude. They all went to the same doctor, got all their stinks removed.
Botox in the armpits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
You know you can do that and it doesn't stink anymore?
I'm telling you what,
isn't that
you
crazy?
Guys.
Does that work for everybody?
You what, I'm looking at me compared to all my friends and I'm confident, girl. But right? I'm like this. Whoa. How you guys all do that?
Yeah. Because it's
literally their job.
Oh! Yeah.
When was this? This weekend?
This was on Wednesday.
You did it on a weekday, bro?
Yeah. Did it on a weekday.
Ew.
This was on Wednesday, a weekday. And they texted me and asked me to do it before I came here this morning, too. And no. I actually genuinely really appreciate the invite. That means I didn't embarrass them the first time, as I thought I might have.
Yeah.
In front of their cool yoga friends.
Well, you embarrassed yourself. You didn't embarrass them.
Right. In fact, if I'm not giving anyone the benefit of the doubt, I would say maybe they want me there to make themselves feel better about themselves.
I get that.
One thing I will say, though, is I am naturally flexible.
So that helps in the jumping jacks when it's hot.
Imagine everyone touching their toes and I can't touch in my toes.
Brutal.
Brutal, bro. If I'm bending over and I can't touch in my toes.
Yeah.
That would be so embarrassing. But I do well at my own gym, which I'm used to doing, which where I'm going like rower, skier, I'm lifting weights, I'm strong.
I think if you're...
Boy, time out. Hey, are you paying attention to what other people are doing in the gym? Are you like watching what they're wearing, or are you kind of in the zone? Are you like a headphones on kind of lifting kind of guy?
Yeah.
Or are you like a...
I'm not talking to anyone.
Oh, sorry. I'm not doing my boy time out voice. Hold on. Are you like headphones on lifting kind of guy? Or are you paying attention to what the hell other people are doing?
I'm not paying attention to what other people are doing unless it's some crazy wild shit.
Yeah, which sometimes it is.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I am clocking. I will say, to be honest, if I'm on a rack doing a squat day or a deadlift day, I am clocking if that to make sure that I'm lifting the most weight of the other people on the racks next to me.
That's amazing. I am mostly clocking when other people are watching in the classes that I'm in. It makes me lift harder because I'm kind of vain in that way.
Mm.
When I'm alone, I'm like, whatever. But when other people are watching, I'm like, let's do it. Boy time in.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was a boy thing because I also go to the gym.
I just wanted to change up the vibe.
I was going to say, if you're a grown-ass
adult... And invite Grant in. You know what I mean?
If you're a grown-ass adult and can't touch your toes, you gotta get your shit together.
You think that's like a key metric? Do you remember that thing that when we were in elementary school...
Where the there fitness was that, gram pacer test.
Yeah, the toe toucher where you would like reach forward and see how far forward you could push that thing?
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that so dumb because different kids are different heights?
It was something presidential.
Yeah.
No. Because you start... It's based off of your height compared to your feet. Like the pressing thing is up against your feet. So it's based on even if you're taller, you should be able to touch your own toes.
Yes, but
it's all relative.
Some people's legs are longer. Some people's torsos are longer.
Well, those people are freaks and they'll fail the presidential fitness exam.
And which president started this?
Well, it was when we were very young, so it wasn't the current.
It didn't exist before us.
Well, but it happened when we were young. I'm just saying it's not Trump or Obama.
Yeah, those are the only two presidents. Those are the only two presidents that I know.
I'm just saying they weren't presidents yet when we were doing this.
Why are you acting like I'm
the idiot in this?
No, I'm saying I'm an idiot. Those two are the only ones that I know. There was like...
Could have been Bush.
Run around, touch your toes, do the whole thing. That's wild. That's absolutely wild. This week, I went to the desert with our family, and we had a great time. We played pickleball.
In the heat?
In the heat. Speaking of heat, we played pickleball in the heat. It was 90-some-odd degrees when the sun goes down in the desert, and that's miserable.
So you're playing at night in the heat?
Playing at night in the heat. You have to wait for the sun to go down, and it's still in the hot, hot heat. My daughter did not have... any interest in me because another family friends were staying with us and there were some cute older boys in those families.
Okay.
And she was playing a little game where she would lay her head down and then the boys would lay their head down. They were very nice boys to her.
The way you say cute older boys makes it seem like she had a crush on them. She doesn't have a crush on them. She just liked those boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went over to Gabe's house with my friend Isabel and she was drinking milk and she kept stopping drinking milk so that she could blow kisses to Isabel.
She's a flirt all around. She loves saying hi to everyone.
She's saying hi at the store.
She's saying hi.
I hate to tell you this, but she and I kind of have the same personality so far.
In what way?
Extreme extroversion. Extreme flirtiness.
So she's going to be a woman in...
Extreme FOMO.
She's going to be a woman in STEM.
Yeah, she's going to be a scientist.
Scientist.
She's going to be a damn scientist like me.
Yeah, Allie's a scientist. Each and every way.
Listen, what doeth a scientist make?
Can you name more than five things on the periodic table of elements? Because I'm genuinely sure I don't think I could get more than five.
Carbon, hydrogen.
Bro, you started hot.
Oxygen.
Yep. Grant, are we right? You know enough. Okay.
Gold.
Yep.
Fucking zinc.
Yep.
That was five, bitch.
Yeah. I'm saying I can't either. Here we go.
What do you mean you can't either? I just did.
Oh, sorry. I'm saying I can't. Oh. Copper. Argon. Neon.
Yeah, sure.
I can't do the ones she did, huh?
No. Nah.
Should have been faster.
Copper, argon, neon.
Next to gold.
Silver.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's next to it, but.
Copper, argon, neon, silver.
Radioactive
it
one.
It was red.
Uranium.
And yellow, mm-hmm. and green and brown, and uranium and carbon.
Bulbasaur.
And hydrogen and right. gold and Raichu. Silver right. and zinc.
Oh
and
my gosh. We did it. I genuinely can't get more. Because why would I need to know those?
Can you still do pi?
3.14159265253. Hold on. 3.14159265358979323846264. That's as far as I got. Yeah. Check me.
Check me. Let me try.
3.14159265358979732384622. What was I going to say about the desert? My gosh, my
you
brain.
You said you were playing pickleball.
Oh, we were playing pickleball. Oh my gosh, we were out playing pickleball. Sweaty, 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 sweaty. Have you ever been faced with, I feel like I've been faced with this a lot more lately. One of the two guys I was playing with, it was family friends of ours and their two sons. Their sons are 14 and 18. I have never felt the distance between energy levels.
You're old. You're old. You're Dude. Old. You keep realizing that you're old, but you are old, not as a joke. Real, we're real old.
No, the difference between
Gabe said the other day that he's not sure he likes his neighborhood because it's just full of dads. And I'm like, by the way, you.
No, I know.
By the way, colon, you.
I know. I keep looking around. I'm like, who are all these like old guys pushing strollers? Boring. As I'm pushing a stroller, bro.
And not even like in a young way. Like you're not.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean not even like, in a young
like,
way?
You're not like, I'm a young dad.
I'm
like,
not giving young dad. Dad?
Age, you're a dad age dad.
How do I be giving more young dad?
Well, you have a baby when you're 24.
That's underage dad.
I'm just saying you're not even young dad. You are dad age dad. You look like dad. And
what?
You act like dad.
No.
Yeah, and you act like a dad and you look like one too.
No. And you look like one too. No. I can't
you
be.
You play pickleball with a 14-year-old and you're like, you whippersnappers have more energy than
me.
No,
literally these 18-year-old guys, I felt a gap. In energy, in vibe, things I said that I didn't mean to be funny were hilarious to them. And that's when you know.
Yeah, you're being embarrassing.
That you're... Dude.
What did you say that they thought was funny?
I don't remember, but I would say things like... I can't even clock it.
If you say like slay, they're cracking up because you sound so stupid.
Yeah, I would never dare say slay. Because they're also like cool athlete guys.
They're also too young to say slay.
Like, right,
we're light years away from whatever it is, whatever the fuck it is that they say.
Oh, did you hit him with 6'7"? That would have slayed, bro.
It would have been groovy. That would have been rad. No, I didn't hit him with 6'7". But they did know, we did talk about, I was able to say, my friend Patrick is now a creative director over at Dude Perfect. And they were like, no way.
Dude, kids under 18 love Dude Perfect.
Especially athletes.
They love
these
Dude
guys
Perfect.
Are sports.
Who the hell
these are
is
sports
Dude
boys.
Perfect, no offense.
Dude Perfect, they started out as guys who would just do trick shots online.
Yeah.
They still do that, honestly.
They still do that, yeah. A lot of it. But they started out as just like YouTubers who were like, how many takes is it going to take for me to hit this half court shot backwards,
I'm
upside down from
with
a thing?
The genre.
Yeah. They were sort of like the OGs of that 15, 20 years ago. And
But what are they doing now?
Owning houses in the same neighborhoods as NFL players.
Yeah, but what's the content?
Same. They bigger. Same, but
everything
more.
Everything now. They collab with every big athlete. They have live shows all around the country. They're
building
multiple
a theme
podcasts.
Park.
They have Dude Park. Dude Park.
Is it called Dude Park?
No, I just said that. They have Dude. You can buy Dude Perfect pickleball paddles at Dick's Sporting Goods. Uh-huh. You can buy Dude. They're just like they're the Mr.
Guys,
Beast of.
Guys.
They're the Mr. Beast of sort of sports that's family safe.
How
they're actually Christian boys. I think that's part of their pull too.
I think they're Christian in the way that it's not on the surface, but it's like just underneath, yeah. So that it feels
like switch,
family safe.
Like Switchfoot.
Yes. So it feels family safe, but it's like, it's not like their YouTube channel isn't like fathers, hangouters, followers of Jesus. Can it's you, like, it's like, you know,
guys,
can you give me a haiku about Dude Perfect?
Yeah, totally.
After
26
minutes?
You have a question. You have a question.
I was going to ask how we monetize like them. What should our product be that we sell? Whistles, maybe? Slide whistles?
Something easier to make, and also we need hundreds of millions of YouTube views.
And do we not have that yet?
We're headed in that direction.
Right.
Every day we're headed in that direction more and more.
So should we start reaching out to suppliers that might create us, Mom said, slide whistles?
Mom said, this is a speed haiku. Mom said... needs whistles. Mom said needs t-shirts and hats. Mom said is business.
That is hypothetical, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Because currently it's not even business or pleasure.
Give us a...
It's family chore.
Tell us how you really feel in a haiku.
Allie
and I are fighting this episode.
Every week my brothers talk to me. I can't get them to stop talking.
She said brothers, but she meant brother.
She For meant, sure. Grant doesn't even talk. He's sitting true. Over there eating a wrap, it appears.
Nice, brother. Each and every week you guys send us a problem you're having, and we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
This week's problem comes in from August. Not the month, the person.
I was going to clarify. Hi, August.
Hello, Allie, Gabe, and Grant.
Everyone always says my name.
I was thinking about how... growing up, I knew this family whose last name was Jones. And when we were talking about the members of that family, we would say the Joneses. And so I think you guys are the Gibbses. So hello, Gibbses. I don't remember if I said already, but my name is August. And I love your podcast so much. It is always in my ears. And it brings me great comfort. In the middle of Trader Joe's, usually Trader Joe's is the place where I listen because, and this is my problem, grocery shopping gives me great anxiety, very large stress. I feel like I'm being hunted, but I'm really just in Trader Joe's.
Right.
And so in order to get through the grueling task of grocery shopping, I, you know, usually put on some music or a podcast. And ever since I found your podcast, I'm excited to go grocery shopping because I know I'm going to be laughing out loud in the
August.
Frozen aisle. I'm just so grateful for the work that you do. So my request is, can you write me a little song that I can listen to calm me down while I'm grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Love you. Bye.
We love you, August. Thank you. We're glad. Grant, you have something
August,
to say?
August, that was very nice, and we're going to help you. But my homie, what the hell are we recording that on for real?
Oh, you don't like
the muffled
the quality of the microphone?
He was recording that on his old Xbox microphone for real.
August, but don't listen to Grant. I'm on your side
you
forever.
You can listen to Grant. Grant will send you...
August... Gabe, could you play us a lullaby? Because I feel like that's the right energy for...
Yes, calming August down.
Calming August down.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Hush, little August, don't you cry. Bags of chips are gonna be 2 for $5.
And if those bags of chips aren't there, or 2 for $5, just put them in your cart and walk away.
Hush, little Hush, August, little don't August, be scared.
Don't be scared.
There's lots of loaves of bread there.
There's lots of loaves of bread, and if they're not there, then walk over to the person at Trader Joe's and ask them if they have them in the back, and the person at Trader Joe's is going to be like, so nice, because everyone at Trader Joe's is so nice. Hush, little August,
don't be scared. All the Trader Joe's employees have a crush on you. Everybody's crushing on you at the grocery store. You look gorgeous to them while you're picking out fruit.
Go strut, little August,
down the aisle.
Take some steps, little August, shake with a smile.
Shake your booty, August, while you choose the melons. And you'll feel so amazing knowing that we love you and so does everyone there.
Hush, little August. Wow. It's kind of annoying that we landed on the same ending.
Yuck.
Ew.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Yuck. August, it's genuinely going to be okay because this is how I think about when I'm driving. And you know when you're like about to miss an exit and you actually have to cross like 4 lanes in 10 seconds and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be really dangerous. I'm about to put my life and all the people around me's lives in danger.
Mm-hmm.
I say to myself, you miss the exit, you miss it.
Oh, I love that.
And then sometimes I do miss the exit and that's okay. And when you're at the grocery store, if you're feeling anxious, say to yourself, if I pick the wrong bag of lettuce, I pick the wrong bag of lettuce.
Amen. And also, when people are at the grocery store and they're being grumpy, that's not about you. It's not about you.
Maybe they're having a misery. They're scared too.
They're having a misery.
Or maybe their dad was mean to them.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
Every single person at Trader Joe's just had their dad be mean to them.
Or if their dad was nice to them. Or if their dad was nice to them, they're the
They'd be at Whole
employee.
Foods.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Oh, if their dad was nice to them, they work at Trader Joe's?
Yeah. And if their dad was mean to them,
that's what makes them also flirty and nice is that they had nice dads?
Yeah, 100%. I have a nice dad and I'm flirty and nice. Last night, I had 2 margaritas at dinner.
Nice.
I was at Salazar. I had 2 margaritas at dinner. Uh-huh. And then after that, I was with a friend who was driving and I said, let's go to Trader Joe's and get Berry Chantilly cream cake.
Oh, I forgot they have that right now.
So I'm kind of tipsy in Whole Foods. Sorry, I meant Whole Foods. We wanted to go to Whole Foods.
Okay.
So I'm kind of tipsy in Whole Foods.
Okay.
I'm wearing heels, a polka dot skirt, and a little halter top. And
you're tipsy walking through Whole Foods picking out cake?
I'm singing out loud to myself, Bro. Picking out cake. And then I say to myself.
No. You can't be singing out loud to yourself.
I was singing like this. I'll begin if I... up nightly, anything that will remind me.
That's that New Anderson and I'm
walking
Pack.
Through, yeah. And I'm walking through Whole Foods singing to myself. And I'm like, wait, I'm singing a little loud. All good though, because who cares anyway? And then I say to myself, I'm already here. Might as well get a rotisserie chicken.
Yes, dude.
I'm in my high heels, my little polka dot outfit, drunk at the Whole Foods, and I'm picking out rotisserie chicken. And then I'm like, there's not enough greens in my house, so I'm going to get the beans. I'm grocery shopping, drunk at Whole Foods.
You stumbled your way towards full on grocery shopping.
I got strawberries, nectarines, beans, rotisserie chicken, a
beans,
loaf of
greens,
bread,
tomatoes. Banana.
Literally tipsy at the Whole Foods.
August, we would not necessarily recommend this, but we would not recommend it.
Yeah, actually, that is the solution, August. Get a little drunk.
You do unfortunately have to have a friend drive you to and from the grocery store or take a Waymo, But
I will say
it could be more fun.
I will say I didn't give a fuck what anyone thought about me in that Whole Foods last night.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm singing to myself and yeah, I'm like, who cares? And then I meet this woman. She says, I drove here from New Hampshire this morning. And I'm like, girl, you are out of your fucking mind. And then I say, just some random woman.
New Hampshire to LA?
Yeah.
And no, she didn't.
She said she did. And then I said,
no, she didn't.
And then I'm like, hold on. Who makes your jewelries? She has a jewelries designer. And we're standing in Whole Foods talking about our jewelries.
You live a different life.
I had so much fun. And then I went home and ate like 4 bites of cake and then went to bed.
That's an awesome life. I wish I could do more like that.
You more can't like how you do. Made the mistake of having a baby.
You do more cool things and it's sort of an aspirational life that you live.
Shut up.
And I think it's really cool what you're up to. I wish I could do more of that in my own life. And so maybe you could teach me. And anyway, unrelated to any of how I feel about how great you are, it's time to rank the brothers.
I'll rank my brothers the moment you've all been waiting for. I do it every
That's my favorite part of your voice is the pushed part.
It's because I'm not warmed up. Okay, number one, brother.
I'm being serious.
Oh, thank you so much.
The push, the throaty part. Because you can tell it hurts, so you're earning it.
Well, I'm definitely doing some damage. Number one brother this week is again Grant. There's a real obvious reason as to why, though.
I think you have like a 10 or 11 point both, lead on me right now.
Both my brothers walk in the room.
What
and
do
they,
I do?
Both, they say, do you want, Gabe so nicely, he says, can I get you something to drink? And then I say, I'll take a Diet Coke.
Wait, how did I not win? Oh, I know how this went.
He walks into the room with a Diet Coke. I say, thank you so much. He goes to hand me the can of Diet Coke. And Grant says, wait, Allie, do you want a cherry Diet Coke? I didn't even know we had cherry Diet Coke.
I can't compete. Grant's got flavors, bro. I don't have flavors.
He brought it in a little cooler koozie. That has Snoopy on it. And the cherry Diet Coke has a koozie.
I just want everyone to know... that whatever Gabe does, I'm always just going to be a little bit better.
I know.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Like, it's just like...
I'm always just like, going to be a couple percent better.
I didn't even know you could buy cherry Diet Coke. It's changing my life.
It sounds good, I guess.
It's putting
but
me
I'm a
in an
like,
amazing mood.
I guess, okay, congrats. That's fine. I'm truly in like a huge... I'm in a huge hole.
Up
Grant.
Don't remind me, take it too far. I might be. And
you're not playing the right chords.
I don't know what the chords are.
Well,
Grant, can you start doing some sort of ranking so I can win something? But
Grant's genius.
Sterling Silver.
I just want to say this episode, for those still listening, for all 7 of you still listening, I hope you're relaxing with us.
Uh-huh.
I hope you're feeling good. I know life can be stressful and hard, and I hope you can find peace in this podcast, however silly it may be.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And throw all your stresses at me.
Is that what
and
you
And I'll
wrote?
Write them down in my journal.
Wow, very, very Jesus. Put all your stresses on me.
And that
helpful.
Was where there was one set of footprints in the sand when Grant carried
when
you.
When Grant carried us.
Here's what I wrote in my journal this week. We'll vote on the title after. I think Love Island last year had its kind of breakout moment, right?
Uh-huh.
Mamacita, mommy, a human child,
uh-huh.
et cetera. Do I have to watch it this year?
No. I feel like it happened.
I know. I'm feeling like it does not have the energy it had last year. But maybe some viral shit needs to happen and then it'll start popping off.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
My friend Gabby has
is
watched.
In, is dialed.
She's on it. I'm just kidding. My friend Gabby has watched Love Island for many years. Mm. And she was telling me the other day that every year at the beginning of the season, people say this. They say, it's not like it was last year. We had so many viral moments last year. We loved the people in it last year. This year, it just doesn't have the same sauce.
Then you get
that's
to know
just
them.
Because you don't know them.
Yeah.
When you know
that's
them,
how I feel when I watch Survivor.
Yeah.
The first episode of Survivor, I'm like, who are all these people?
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
So I would venture to say, if you have any ounce of interest left in Love Island for yourself, just start watching it later in the season so that you don't have to deal with all these bozos that are leaving.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
These early bozos. Yeah.
And that's my Love Island wisdom.
But I also feel like, agree with you that it really peaked last year.
Also,
and remains to be seen.
Back to my, maybe not my thesis, it's definitely a common thesis, but why when, you know, Hoda from last year?
Yeah.
Now she make music. Everyone, when they get famous enough, has to make music.
I know.
What's the deal?
I think
I don't know.
Music is, everybody listens to it. So they're like this, I want to do that.
I guess.
Yeah. Everyone thinks they can do it.
It seems weird to me.
It also seems fabulous to be making music.
I also think, when someone gets famous enough, I guess this is obvious, but when someone gets famous enough in a certain space, they're like, oh, I'm just amazing. I could do whatever I want.
I actually just thought of a new theory regarding
and they start
music.
To try to test their awesomeness out in as many vibes as they can, which respect. Yeah.
I just thought
but
of
they
a new
think they can get famous at anything because they get famous at one thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I just thought of a new theory regarding music. Music is one of the only art forms that other people can be good at and make you look good. What? Like, if you hire a great producer, you can produce a song that's kind of a bop.
Oh, yeah.
Even
yeah.
if you're not a good musician or a good singer.
Yeah.
Whereas you couldn't be like, I'm a dancer now.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm a fashion designer now or I'm a chef now. Like, everything else requires that you have talent.
Or even
on your own.
That's a good point.
Even, and music doesn't.
Even actor, you're kind of sticking out.
You're sticking out if you're voodoo.
Music is the only art form where you can literally be bad and still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 100%. True.
You could hide it well enough
that's
with
true.
Good producing. Yeah,
yeah of course. You can even hide it singing live.
Yeah.
That's true.
People do it all the time. Not Ariana, though. Have you seen this footage from her
tour?
Bro,
the vocals are crazy.
My girl isn't even trying. And she's like,
and everyone
all night.
Everyone's being like, she's so tired. I'm like, what do you mean tired? Have you seen this? Everyone's like mad on the internet.
Well,
her
body's very
small.
Well,
she's like,
I know, but I'm like,
being healthy right now.
I'm like, but she's singing. So good.
And that's all that matters. My girl is singing.
Okay.
My girl is singing.
Anyway, Grant, go ahead.
Here's our three episode titles. Number one.
My brain off today.
Let him read.
Can't get it on.
Why would you say that?
Me too. I need more. I need to finish my coffee.
Oh.
Hush, Little August.
Love.
Uh-huh.
Rotisserie Chick.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or The Throaty Part.
When did we say that?
When Gabe was talking about your voice, the throaty one, the throaty part.
Hey everybody, welcome back to
this
week's
episode,
The Throaty Part.
Yay.
We have to.
We have to, even though it's devastating and disturbing.
Unbelievable. Grant, thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, Grant. Thank you so much, Grant.
Friends.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode
Thank
of Mom Said.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
We're so glad that you do.
Should we sort of give like a prophecy for the week?
Yeah, we can give a prophecy for the
week. I'm feeling witchy.
Tell me more about that.
I think this week, everyone within earshot of this podcast, if you're listening right now, your money's going up.
Whoa. Okay, great.
Money up this week, ladies and gentlemen.
I like that.
Especially the ladies.
I like that. But can you please include me in that?
I said ladies and gentlemen.
I know, but then you said especially the ladies.
Okay, especially the ladies and Gabe.
Thank you.
Money up.
Great. May your money be up. 2026. Girl.
Cook something.
Cook something. There's something in your freezer.
If you're safe and if you're comfortable. And girl, I swear to God, if there's a man there.
Make him do it.
Get him out.
Oh, get him out. Sorry.
Get him out.
Get him out.
He shouldn't
don't make
be
him
there.
Do it. He shouldn't be there at all. If there's a man
he
in there,
be there. And you might think to yourself, he should be here. You're wrong.
And hey, you might be like, this is my husband. This is my boyfriend.
Not anymore.
This is my brother. This is my dad. No.
Not anymore.
There's a boy there.
Get him
there's
out.
There's a man there. Get him out. 2026, boys, have more whimsy. Have more whimsy. Go ahead, let yourself feel something. Go ahead, go see a movie and buy those peanut M&Ms. And on your way out of the movie, talk loudly about how much you enjoyed it.
And may your Coke, may your Diet Coke be cherry.
May your Diet Coke be cherry.
And Piper, put your shoes on.
Piper, put your shoes on. Piper, put your shoes on. August, best of luck grocery shopping. I'm going to be in Chicago November 15th. I'm going to be in Nashville November 17th. We're talking through New York. I think I might go to New York year, TBD.
And as far as my announcements, I'm good on any more comments on my hair. I've decided I'm just going to bite the bullet and pay a stylist to do it from now on.
Amazing. So. August 16th. We're doing our live show here in Los Angeles.
Live show!
There are still some tickets available for that. We are planning on selling out.
Come to it, please.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Ahead of that, we're going to have you guys send in some questions. Those of you that purchase a ticket, we're going to try to figure out how to get you an email so you can send us questions or problems so that we can pre-pick so that we don't do like a open mic situation at a live show.
You're a coward. You're a coward. I want to do an open mic.
I live in fear. So we're going to have that. That'll be available. But we're so excited and we're glad that y'all listen to our youngest listeners.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to go.
We got to go. Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?